It's 28 minutes to 12, live in 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Darren, you and I, as we've said often, we're very fortunate to be able to invite the people we want to speak to tell their story and the journey in which they make a positive contribution to the world we live in. I'm really delighted to have on the line and be involved with Spotlight is Sonia Gandhi from Gandhi Creations, an amazing organisation. But what's also important to understand for our listeners is not only is this organisation a wonderful, innovative and contemporary business organisation, it's the values that it holds for its people and by its people for the wider community. Sonia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Absolutely delighted to be on Alive 90.5, the community radio station it is.
Well, that we're delighted to have you. So, Sonia, I want to talk about a couple of things first. Tell our listeners about Gandhi Creations, because that's an incredible, energizing and full of just so much history about what you do for so many organizations in Australia and globally.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, we are absolutely delighted. We're actually a multi-award-winning social enterprise, and the concept of social enterprise is actually quite unique to Australia, quite well-known and common in the US and the UK, but a social enterprise is purely an organization that gives back 50% into the community, and we're governed by an organization called Social Traders from a government perspective. We have personally, under my banner, through the events industry, I've done about 550 events, and a lot of those since the past 6 or 7 years have purely focused on the Greater Western Sydney region, so we do a lot of different platforms. But like you said, we go from doing some projects around awards and gala dinners to conferences, but most importantly, all of our work revolves around the diversity and inclusion space, because that's what we specialize in.
And if we extend that logic and that world, that destiny, your involvement has been recognised not only with the Rotary Paul Harris Award for the contribution you've made to our society, but particularly you're involved with New South Wales Multicultural Board. Tell us about that.
I am. Yes. So that's a real privilege and honour to serve our communities. So Multicultural New South Wales is a government agency that, fosters social cohesion, works with policy, and also really has a finger on the pulse around what communities are doing within regional and across New South Wales, truly. So I've been on the board for about 3 years, and there have been significant changes within the organisation, but also through the initiatives and awards platforms that I run, like the Premier's Harmony Dinner, the Premier's Multicultural Media Awards, a lot of the communities are recognised for their work, and that's why I absolutely thrive in that role and love being on that, because there is a time in your career, in everyone's career, where you know that there is an opportunity to give back, because you can't, sit on a board and not be able to do all that work. So I think that time for me was about 3 years ago. So really enjoyed that part of it as well.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned being involved in that inclusion space? I mean, you're a leader, great leadership qualities, but what have you learned as a person?
A lot of the work that we do, Jim, is around, like, it serves as a meeting ground for exchange of ideas between nations, and the platforms that we create work towards enhanced cultural diplomacy. One of those examples is Fabrics of Multicultural Australia. We were there at Golden Eagle Race Day, which just happened on Saturday, 2 days ago, launching an Indigenous designer, a refugee designer, and a few other Greater Western Sydney designers. So going back to the lessons that we're talking about, I think the biggest lesson that I have learned, especially during what's happening at the moment, is being resilient and being very, very adaptable from a leadership perspective. But most importantly, being a very inclusive leader. I'm very, very big on, if you're not learning every day, you are pretty much not growing, and that to me is you're stagnant. So I think that's the biggest lesson in terms of sort of everyday learning from key leaders like yourselves, of course, Jim, as well. Having a support structure around yourselves and mentors around yourselves that can add value to your day-to-day business, professional and personal growth.
Well, thank you for those kind words. And Darren and I are, very moved by the sincerity with which you give those with Spotlight. So, Sonia, thank you. Just going back, what were some of those things then on Saturday that made you put a smile on your face? Because that would have been a wonderful experience to see the various people who were able to express through their heart and their mind what they're about. I mean, I find that fantastic.
Absolutely. And I think I've got to commend, organisations that actually put diversity and inclusion on a broader level within their agenda, because when it filters from the top, the messaging is quite right. And I think with the collaboration that we just completed with the Australian Turf Club, for them it was a big move. For us it was a big deal, because FOMA, Fabrics and Microcultures in Australia, has always taken place in the city. To actually collaborate for them and for us to launch regional and emerging designers rather than your well-known commercial brands, it is placing a bit of a risk. But the entire focus around what the artists felt, what the creative sector, how it was supported through the ETC and FOMA runway showcase was incredible. So the coverage, I've got to commend the mainstream media and community media, including organizations like yourselves, because they were there reporting, telling that rich story of our designers, doing the visual, I guess through the photos that they took, the visual impact that the runway show had at the event. So truly it's an opportunity to grow and continue to make it into something bigger. But Greater Western Sydney region, oh my God, there's such a melting pot of, different cultures. I mean, you've just really got to walk down the street to meet one in three people that you'd meet is born overseas, speaks a second language, or has a parent that's born overseas, and that's a fact. So I guess that's something that, we sort of really value and bring that to the table with the work that we do in the D&I space.
And we're going to talk about that after we go to a little break. We'd be delighted to be speaking with Sonia Gandhi, Director of Gandhi Creations, a board member of Multicultural New South Wales, and just an amazing person who has done so much for people. And we're going to learn about some awards coming up and a whole range of things. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Alive 90.5. It's 16 minutes to 12, Alive in 90.5. Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have on the line Sonia Gandhi, an amazing person who has done so much for people and business in Australia and between continents and countries. Sonia, the world in which you live creates so much celebration, and there's two very big events that are coming up in the next month or so that are really going to have a big impact on people's lives and the contribution they've made, and you've been centre to both of those. Please tell our listeners about those awards and what you hope they will bring and so on, because they truly are amazing awards.
Thank you, Jim. I think award platforms, I always say, it's great to have the celebration, it's great to create that motivation, but with these platforms that do the storytelling, come out the challenges. And I think it's very important to equally focus on the challenges that people are facing and how they got to where they did. And that's where the storytelling comes into play. So the particular one that is coming up on the 20th of November at Rosewood Gardens is the Western Sydney Awards for Business Excellence, which is a premier platform that was started 30 years ago by the Parramatta Chamber of Commerce, and it is still the premier platform for the region. And traditionally we get about 300 plus entries on that, but some of the stories this year have been absolutely phenomenal, especially in relation to what's happened with businesses around being agile, adaptable, getting on the technology front because of COVID. So those stories through the different categories, which is small business, micro business, and also a lot of work that's happened in the community space. Community has really come together during this time to share, to thrive, and to also assist others through the various elements that we've gone through during COVID. So the Wasabis are a great platform to do that storytelling, and that's coming up on the 20th of November.
thanks for sharing us with the Asabi Awards. And that's both Joan and I commend and also congratulate the Parramatta Chamber to have awards being passed on the baton for 30 years and still be the premier awards in Western Sydney speaks very much of the people who have gone before and the current people who continue to put forward those awards as a value. So thank you for continuing that journey. Sonia, you talk about another set of awards which takes on another important dimension in the development of people and their lives. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure, Jim, that is another exciting platform, and that's to do with government to government, and those are the India Australia Business and Community Awards. That platform actually is growing at a very fast pace. Of course, India is the second largest migrant intake that we've had over the past 3 years, 35% increase over the past 3 years, which is huge. And that platform purely, again, does the storytelling, but most importantly, it sort of strategically channels tourism initiatives, credit and investment operations between Australia and India, and it is the largest business and community event between the two countries. We're very, very pleased to have obviously support from New South Wales government on that one, but also from the Indian government. But the exciting part is the actual project is going to travel to Delhi. So it's going to be held 1 year in Australia and one in India, which is very exciting because we have quite a following. 45% of people that attend that awards platform, which is the IABCA, are actually from interstate or international. So we're hoping to take, obviously bring over 100 when travel and starts and borders open, of course, over 100 people from India and, of course, vice versa from Australia for this event, which is now the flagship event in the Australian business events calendar, which is the India-Australia Business and Community Awards.
And I think you are to be congratulated for those that platform and those awards because they do highlight publicly the great innovation and the contemporary nature of joining globally business to business. What are some of the businesses that have stuck in your mind during that time of that development of these fantastic and prestigious awards?
There's quite a few, Jim, but a key one that comes to my mind is the Riverina Oils, which is a big oil refinery in Wagga, and they started off very small in regional New South Wales. And so Didi Saxena, the chairman of that, actually came to Australia, really tried to set up the whole the organization here, and it was quite a big challenge. So his story is very, very enriching to hear. And then what he's done is he's actually taken his brand, which is Riverina Australian Olive Oil, back into India as an Australian product. So now everywhere you go in Indian supermarkets, you've got the Riverina Australian oil there. So, I mean, what a fabulous story of exchange in terms of business operations. I think there are so many stories like that I can think of that, you know, that, and also from a community front between the two countries that help continue to tell, to grow the relationship between the two countries, which is India and Australia.
And both Dan and I can feel the passion and we can feel the energy that you have in developing as conduit this fantastic arrangement between business to business. We cannot applaud you and appraise you any more than fantastic. We really mean that because it gives people jobs, it gives people the ability to fulfill their dreams, and it's just so exciting, and we thank you so much. Last question to you, if I can, please, Sonia, going forward. You've had to pivot, as Darren was saying before, it's a term used quite a lot today, but even in your business, you've had to really reflect and think about how you conduct yourself in a very challenging time. Has that been worthwhile and challenging for you as well?
It has been, and it's, you know, it's all about being resilient because it's just, you know the adaptability, the technology side, of course. We do so many major cultural events. We can't really run a Zoom cultural festival, can we? So it was very hard for us as a business to start to do events online. We've done a bit of those, but I think the human interaction is something that I thrive on. The energy and the positive, I guess, outlook and the motivation that you get from people in the room, is there's nothing that can actually ever take away from that. So for us as a business, yes, as an event management company that lives and breathes events, it was very challenging, but we are seeing our calendar of events for next year absolutely completely full. From February, it is chock-a-block, and a lot of the people are wanting to obviously reconnect, re-energize, but really reset the rhythm. I think that is what this is all about, resetting the rhythm.
Sonia, thanks for joining us on Spotlight today. We always find you a breath of fresh air. I certainly do in my dealings with you. What you do for people is truly amazing, and we wish you continued success individually, in your family, and the business, and the businesses you bring together are people who are beneficiaries of your talents and skills. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and Jim today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a real honour, and look forward to promoting, sharing the fabulous podcast of Spotlight on an ongoing basis through our channel. Thank you, Jim and Darren.
Thank you, Sonia. Alive 90.5.